Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And this is our second attempt to record Tower of Babel because our first attempt you couldn't hear Mum.
Yeah, and there's a kind of synergy, if you like, in that because Tower of Babel, this amazingly ambitious project that is on Metro Arts at the moment, is meant to have a piece where an actor performs actually in Iran, and it is beamed in real time into the theatre at Metro Arts. It worked in all of the rehearsals, but come opening night last week, the government managed to block the signal so that they had to find a workaround and explain that sometimes connections cannot be made. Which, unless you know that, is no big deal.
No, because I didn't know that. You only told me after tonight's performance. And I wouldn't have known. Had I not, like, been informed, I would have been made none the wiser, and the show is just as good as it was.
Yeah. It's kind of ironic and deeply powerful, though, that this is a story about a refugee from Iran, falls in love with an Australian man, and about merging their cultures, their language, their ideas, and really that the language that you speak and the language that you think informs many, many things about your worldview and how you unpack that and find a common way of telling your own stories and building up your own myths.
And there's also something universal about storytelling. No matter what language you're in and what culture you come from, people, societies tell stories.
Yeah, we tell stories to explain our worldview, to explain our vision,
to explain our history.
Yeah, and to communicate with each other. And this is, it starts with projections on the walls of an whole pile of refugees from other parts of the world, talking about how they came to Australia and when. And from there, we are immersed into this love story, an international love story with a kind of element of threat hanging over it and ancient myths woven into the fabric of it. It is a beautifully powerful, sad, tragic, but I think in the end, ultimately, heartwarming and full of possibility.
I found this work deeply fascinating. We, in our last podcast, disagreed on the ending, and we won't relitigate that argument.
But because I was right and now you've given up, yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. But what I would say is I found the first half a bit hard to connect to, probably because the chairs weren't the most comfortable thing and I needed a backrest and not...
Oh, you poor old thing. But the thing is that this story is told in a theatre where the audience sits on the stage and the performance happened in the deck of chairs. Now, people mess with those kind of conventions all the time, sometimes just because they can.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it was a deeply symbolic way of telling it. It was about climbing stairs.
And the journey.
It was about the journey. And we became part of the performance by being on the stage and being invited into these people's individual tales.
It used the intermedial space a lot.
Oh, God, it's drama wank time.
I just had to bring it up because I felt it needed it. The space between the video and the live actors, there was a connection between all the different medias or the intermedial space.
Yeah, and...
And I've never seen a show use the intermedial space like that, and I thought it was ambitious and it pulled it off.
Well, that's the thing. No amount of video gimmickry... What's the word I'm trying to find?
Gimmickry?
Yeah, gimmicky.
Yeah.
No amount of great tech will save you if you have a poor story. But when you have a really, really deeply moving, beautifully told and crafted story like this, then those elements can raise it to a new level. And that's exactly what we saw tonight. A great story, well told, well supported by the other elements. And in the end, an absolute kick in the guts. In a good way, but also in a bad way. It was powerful, it was sad.
It just has a way of punching you in the gut.
It is one of those...
And catch you by surprise.
It is one of those things that will stick with you. And I think that's the power of great theatre, that it can take you places, it can resonate, it can get in your head, and ultimately, hopefully, change your worldview. That sounds like a very big call, but it really puts into perspective what the lives are for some of the people who come to Australia and have to leave behind all of that tradition, all of those stories, and then create a new story.
It's a fascinating work that I'll be thinking about for a long, long time. Rating.
High distinction from me.
I think it's also a high distinction for me, probably slightly less because I did find it difficult to connect in that first half.
Anyway, I'll be at Wonderland tomorrow and you won't.
No, I will not, unfortunately. I wish I could be there, but I can't.
So, catch you soon.
Bye-bye.